Muzika është një formë arti e rënjosur thellë në natyrën njerëzore. Është një formë unike e komunikimit dhe një mjet me të cilin shprehen ndjenjat. Pa muzikë jeta do të ishte një gabim, ka thënë Platoni. Sofi Kastriota është një artiste australiane me priadhje shqiptare. Strëmbesa e heroit kombëtar Gjergj Kastrioti Skënderbeu. Sofi jeton në Brisbane të Australisë. Pasione ka muzikën dhe bamirësinë dhe së fundmi realizoi një projekt të ri muzikor. Sofi Kastriota është në linjën telefonike. Sofi, welcome to SBS Albanian.
Thanks for having me, Sani.
Pleasure. Sofi, this year you released a number of songs. For people who don't know you, who is Sofi Kastriota? You have so many talents. Songwriter, singer, violin player, hip-hop artist. Who are you?
I am a musician. I produce music. I play violin. Right now I'm singing and writing songs. So I think that's kind of what I'm doing at the moment.
So how did everything start?
I played classical violin as a child. That was always a passion of mine, still is, but I just feel like I've done it for so long now. I wanted to venture out and see what else I could do because I am very creative and music has always been a part of my life. When I turned 16, I took a liking to kind of Middle Eastern and Balkan music. I was around 18, I went to university and I met a lot of music producers that were studying sound engineering. I was there for violin and classical music. I was wanting to learn performance, and I'd been part of many orchestras over the time. So when I got to uni, I met all these creatives, and they were learning sound engineering, and that kind of took more of a interest for me, and I wanted to pursue that. So that's when it kind of started. I met a lot of people. I started writing with them, and that was when I created my first song, Gone for the Night. So I was around 18, 19. And yeah, it's been a good journey ever since.
So you said your first love was violin. Now you're writing a song and you're singing. How do you inspire yourself?
I feel like my inspirations, a lot of them just come from my life experiences. I've been through a lot in my life. Writing for me and writing music is my therapy. Violin has always been some sort of therapy for me. Having music in my life has always helped me, in a sense, to get through things. And I was speaking to a friend of mine, and she journals a lot and she writes poetry. And I think it's essentially, it's another form of art, and, you know, writing things helps your emotions. And I feel like a lot of my emotions go into my music.
We saw you here in Melbourne a couple of years ago. You performed for Albanian Community Function. You also performed, you went overseas in Kosovo and Albania as well, and you performed over there. Can you just tell us, you know, a little bit more, you know, your experience in Kosovo and Albania?
I love the Albanian culture. When we found out we were related to Gjergj Kastrioti Skënderbeu, you know, I've said it so many times, we didn't know the impact, what he really and truly meant to a lot of people, not just Albanians. He impacted Europe and helped a lot of people. So I guess now I'm wanting to, with my music as well, I'm trying to gain a bigger platform to, you know, bring awareness to who he was as a person and what he did. And hopefully I can be of an influence to people as well. I'm trying to get involved with quite a few charities and things like that. Obviously, it's hard at the moment because of the COVID situation. Yeah. But I do want to bring more awareness for Albanians and who we are as people. And just going to Kosovo and Albania, coming down to Melbourne, I've been so warmly welcomed by everyone. And I feel more Albanian than anything. It's been an amazing journey, and I'm very honoured and blessed in keeping his legacy alive. I feel like I want to do obviously a lot more.
Let's talk about Albanian singers and songwriters. You've been in Albania, I've been in Kosovo, what's on your list of Albanian songs? So what are you currently listening?
I love Albanian music. I've got a lot of singer-songwriter friends over in Albania and Kosovo. My good friend Teuta Selimi, it's quite traditional kind of sound. So I listen to that, but I also listen to Elvana Gjata.
Tell us a little bit more about your plans to visit Albanian region again, Kosovo, North Macedonia, Albania.
I wanted to tour this year. I was planning on it. We were going to tour around there and I was going to visit Albania and Kosovo again. But unfortunately, because of the crisis in the world now, it's definitely difficult to travel. But hopefully by next year, I want to go back. And my time in 2016, when I went over there for the Hardfest, probably one of the best times of my life. And I love being over there. Hopefully by next year.
Hopefully. A year ago, you lost partially your hearing. How do you feel now? And did loss of hearing affected your career?
I thought it would. And when it happened, it was obviously a shock. And it's taken me over a year now to not completely heal, but I'm in the process of healing. I've just realized, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. I can't sit here and cry all my life. It is what it is. And there's a lot worse things that could have happened. I feel it was more so much traumatic because it happened so quickly and so suddenly and I wasn't aware. But when it did happen as well, I felt that my career was over, really. I didn't think I'd sing again or play violin or anything. And being a music producer as well, I have to listen to every little sound and it's very difficult for me now. But I've learned a great deal about myself as well and I've had to be strong throughout the whole experience. Instead of the negatives, I'm always trying to look at the positive side of things. I'm grateful that I can still sing and write music and do the things that I love. It has been a complete struggle, but I'm getting there. I'm at the other end now. So every day I'm just grateful to wake up and to continue to do things that I love. I'm not really trying to dwell on the negatives. Yeah, it's been a journey.
I introduced you in Albanian when we started this interview that one of your passion is charity. Before we start interview, you're talking about how you're becoming an ambassador for deaf and disabled people here in Australia. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm speaking with a few charities for deaf and disabled people at the moment. I'm actually involved with Variety Queensland, which is a children's disability. So they do fundraisers, they hold camps for disabled children. I'm honoured to be a part of that. And I'm also involved with the RSPCA, looking after animals and things like that. Yeah.
Do you have any plans getting involved with a charity organisation in Albania, Kosovo or North Macedonia?
Yes. I love Kind Cuts for Kids. He's based in Melbourne, I think. Paddy Duan, he goes around and helps sick children who can't afford the medical expenses. So I was actually planning to take a trip to Albania last year. Unfortunately, I went deaf, so that didn't end up happening. I do really want to come over there and help some way. Mario Adamai, he's an American doctor, but he's started the non-for-profit medical care over in Albania as well, which is amazing, and he's done a fantastic job. I would love to go over there and help out. It's just very difficult at the moment, and because I'm in Australia, it's hard to travel. Hopefully, I can just plan things this year and then take action next year when it's all clear to travel again.
Sophie, we wish you success in everything what you do and hope to talk to you soon again.
Thanks so much for having me.